Okay, today's daf is Vachim Daf Kuf Beis. We are holding on the very bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis. Alicia left off at Meisve in the last line of the page. Once again, I want to thank Alicia Graf for covering the daf over the last month and for the next 2 weeks. I'll be here for the next couple of days. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of a discussion. Rav says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is in the middle of challenging Rav from a number of different places where it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact not a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is then going to discuss the source for the idea of showing kavod from Malchus, and we're going to learn that from how Moshe interacted with Paro. And then the Gemara is going to discuss about Moshe's status as a melech, that Moshe Rabbeinu may be not only a Kohen Gadol, but perhaps a melech as well. And then we're going to talk about, back to the halachos that we were discussing, how we know that a balmum is cholik b'kachim, even if he's a balmum eikaro, even if it's a mum kavua or a mum over. We're going to have a machlokas, which is worse, meaning which is a greater chiddush, that it's a mum kavua or a mum over, but that in either case he could be cholik b'kachim. Then on Amud Beis we're going to explain the rule of kol she'eino roi la'avoda eino cholik, in light of the fact that there seem to be many exceptions. That rule does not seem that it's a complete association between Roy Lavoda and Cholek. We have the din of a Balmum and a Tame and a Katan, who all don't seem to fit that rule. Then the Gemara is going to talk about at what point in the Avoda does the Kohen need to be Tame in order to become Pasul Avoda for that pasul chaluka, for that korban. Then the Gemara is going to have several psukim that teach that a tvul yom may not partake of different types of kachim, despite a kal v'chomer to the contrary. That a tvul yom may argue that I deserve to have this kind of kachim, that kind of kachim, all based on some sort of kal v'chomer. And the Gemara is going to show ultimately he's wrong and he's not allowed to be cholik b'kachim based on a whole series of psukim. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a brief line about being maharer b'divrei Torah b'beis hakiseh, that to what extent is a person allowed, if at all, to think about divrei Torah while one is in the beis hakiseh. So let's begin. We are at Meisve on the bottom line of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. So again, we're challenging the idea that Rav said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So it says about Meisve, Miriam mihiskira, who was soger Miriam when she had tzara'as. You need a Kohen to do it. Zim tomer Moshe iskira. Moshe Zarhu. You're going to say Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to do it? Who did it? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zar. He wasn't a Kohen at all. Ve'in Zar, Roes HaNegoyim. Vim Tomer Aaron Eskira. So you say, well, she knew another Kohen. Aaron could have done it. No, Aaron Karovu. Ve'in Karov Roes HaNegoyim. Aaron was a relative, and a relative is not allowed to be Roes HaNegoyim. The Marsha asks the obvious Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was also a relative. Why does it say Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zar? Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he were a Kohen, he's a relative. The Marsha says, but he's disqualified before you even get to the issue of being a relative. First thing is, you got to be a Kohen. Then you could talk about whether there are any psulim. So it gives the more basic answer. The Birchas HaZevach suggests a little differently. The Sifri is quoted in Tosfos that Aaron was Doresh, that a person cannot be Roa Nige Krovo. So according to that, Moshe may have held that you are allowed to be Roa Nige Krovo, meaning it was only Aaron that came up with that drasha. Moshe Rabbeinu may have disagreed. Moshe Rabbeinu may have thought that being a Karov does not disqualify. So what disqualified Moshe? Lishitaso, that he was a czar. Tzon Kachim suggests a third teretz, that the reason Rav Meir apostles of Karov to be Roa Nige Krovav is because he's choshul the shaker mipnei avaso. He's going to love his relative so much that he may lie. He may not give an accurate assessment of whether it's a real negat saraas. So normally by Edus Mamun the psul of a Karov is not because of choshul the shaker. That's explicit in Babasu Daf Kufnun Tes. And Adraba, an oiv is kashal eidus. That's only because over there we're not choshesh that because of ahava he's going to be made sheker and he's going to cause someone else a loss of money. But over here the tuma is chal through the amira of the kohen, and for that we're choshesh for ahava that he's not going to say the truth. But Moshe Rabbeinu had no such chashash, because why did she get tzara'as? She spoke ill of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the ahava may not have been super duper strong at this point between Miriam and Moshe. Maybe that's that's why it would not be a chashash of korva. Hard to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was an of ma'od. He was you would imagine he wouldn't be so affected on a personal level as a result of this. But that's anyway the suggestion of the Tzon Kachin. Marsha also asks, according to the Shita that Pinchas became a Kohen before he killed Zimri, why wasn't Pinchas a viable candidate to do this? He was also a Kohen. So he suggests that the Braisa must assume that he was too close of a relative, that a Shlishi Berishon is Dino Kekarim. Pinchas was a Shlishi Berishon to Miriam, and therefore be Pasul Askira. The Karen Ora suggests that Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam were all alone. They were in an area where they spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all alone, so there was no one there in that spot other than, you know, there were no other candidates other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron and Moshe to be Maskir Miriam. So says the Gemara. So what happened? El kavod gadol chalakla Kadosh Baruch Hu Miriam. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a great kavod to Miriam. Moshe Shah, ani kohen va ani maskira, ani cholta va ani potra. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do it myself. I will be soger her. I will pater. If you look at Tosas Dibra Maskil ani quotes from a Sifri that Aaron said that there would be a hefsid la achosenu, that it would be a loss to Miriam, that I'm not going to be able to be masker her, I'm not going to be able to be metame her, to be metire her, and Nebuch, what's going to be with her if we're not able to do that? So Tos says, what, that's a loss to Miriam? Adrabah, if you can't be metame her, so she can't have tzaras, right? A woman, a person can't have tzaras unless a Kohen says that she has tzaras. If there's not a Kohen to declare, it's the declaration, right? That's what the Mishnah says, that even if the Kohen is a total amaretz, they get a Talmud Chacham to stand next to him, look at it and say, Zog Tame, right? You know, and the Kohen just says the words, even though he doesn't even know what he's talking about. It's the Amira of a Kohen. Yanky Mickley once had that Shiley. He came over to Dr. Grishko after davening once, and he said, look, I have a thing, what's this irritation on my skin? So Dr. Grishko says it's Saras. And so Yanky thought, uh-oh, maybe I have Saras now, because Kohen declared that it doesn't work that way. It has to actually be, right? He has to actually have Saras. What? Okay, so says the Gemara for the Katani Miyas, Moshe Zar. But bottom line, it calls Moshe Rabbeinu a Zar, and the Zar is not allowed to be Roman Negoim. Some Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Shiny Maros Negoim, Da'ar Rubanov, Ksuvin Beparsha. No, Maros Negoim are different, even though Moshe Rabbeinu really was a Kohen Gadol, but the Pasuk specifically says by Maros Negoim, Aaron Rubanov, and that Moshe certainly wasn't. He was not Aaron Rubanov, even though he was a Kohen. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges even further. Chamesh Smachos, Haysa Elisheva Yaseir al Benos Yisrael. Elisheva had five things to be happy about, more so than your average Bas Yisrael. Yevama Melech, her brother-in-law was the king. Isha, Kohen Gadol. Her husband was a Kohen Gadol. Bina, Sagan. Eleazar was the Sagan. Ben Bina, Meshuach Melchama. Her grandson was the Meshuach Melchama. Va'achia, Nasi Shevet. And her brother, Nachshon, was the Nasi of a Shevet. So she has such amazing yichus. Nebuch on the other side, though, Va'vela al Shnei Bana. She lost two of her sons, so that she was not Vela as well. So it came with some bitterness. Katani Mias. But the bottom line is, when it identifies all the great things she had going for her, Yevama Melech, Melechin, Kohen Gadol, lo, that what was so great about her brother-in-law, that he was a Melech, but not that he was a Kohen Gadol, so Ema, Af Melech. You have to say that not that he was only a Melech, but that he was even a Melech. On top of being a Kohen Gadol, he was a Melech. The Marsha quotes a Medrash that it was only four Smachos that she had, because the Medrash doesn't count the fact that Ben Bina Hayim Meshuach Melchama. So the Marsha says that it was Machlokas whether Pinchas was Neskahin before he killed Zimri or not. That our Brice assumes that, yeah, he already became a Kohen, so he could have been the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. He would have been eligible because he really was a Kohen already. The Medrash assumes that no, he was only Niskayin after he killed Zimri. But the Das Kenan Bali Atosa says that even if he was not Niskayin, he was already the Meshuach Melchama. He just wasn't Roy Lavoda until he killed Zimri. And Ludoros, he wasn't Zocha Bakuna until he killed Zimri. He was going to be just for that generation. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. In the Chuvas of the Torah Lishma, he has a discussion. Someone was making a Su'uda and they were doing the seating and they were trying to seat people. Lefi Kvod. Them and they wanted to know, let's say you have a number of people who a number of women who are married to regular guys. but one of the women has a brother-in-law. Her husband's brother is a Talmud Chacham. So is that reason to be mechabiter more than an average woman? Or a number of women married to Talmid Chachamim, but one of them has this extra maila that not only is her husband a Talmud Chacham, but he's certainly Eishes Chaver Kechaver. That we know, the Gemara in Shavuos tells us, you have to stand up for an Eishes Chaver, you have to be mechabit an Eishes Chaver. That, no doubt, the Gemara says, Nashim HaMezachim, Mesechsota Daf Chavalef, what's the great Sechus of women that they wait for their husbands to come from the Beis Medrash? So a wife of a husband who learns in the Beis Medrash certainly deserves extra kavod. What about a brother-in-law? That her husband's brother is a Talmud Chacham. So he brings a raya from this Gemara that that's also a reason for kavod, because otherwise what's the big simcha that her husband's brother happens to be a melech? So it says Mar Kit Tanaim, maybe this whole issue of whether Moshe Rabbeinu was Kohen Gadol is subject to Tanaim. Vayichrav Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem got angry at Moshe by the burning bush when Moshe Rabbeinu refused his orders to help take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Reb Shubin Kor Chomer Kol Charon Af Shebetorah Nemar Bo Roshem. Every time it says Charon Af in the Torah, it's always some overt action that's done as a result of that anger. It's not just an emotion. Vizelo Nemar Bo Roshem. But this one, there's no Roshem that follows. Reb Shimon Chai Omer Avze Nemar Bo Roshem Shnemar Halo Arnachicha Levi. Over here, there was also a Roshem. Something happened. There was an Onesh, because the Akadosh Baruch Hu says, "Look, Aaron, your brother, the Levi. What do you mean, Aaron, your brother, the Levi? Velo Kohen, who Aaron was a Kohen. Now, Hachikam, that's exactly what Akadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. Ani Amarti Ata Kohen Vehu Levi. Achshav Hu Kohen Vata Levi. The initial plan was that you were going to be the Kohen, he was going to be the Levi. But because you refuse me, we're flipping it around. You're only going to be the Levi. He's going to be the Kohen. So you see clearly that that there was a Roshem, but you also see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu did not get to be the Kohen. The Chum say Moshe Rabbeinu only became a Kohen for the Shivas Yimei Emelum. The Yesh Omrim lo pasku kuna el mizaro shel Moshe, that the kuna only stopped from Moshe's children, but he retained his kuna. Shnemar Moshe shalakim banav yikru al shevet halevi, that his children are al shevet halevi. Va'omer Moshe v'Aaron b'chanav. And the pasuk says Moshe ve'Aaron, both Moshe and Aaron are b'chohanav. So my v'omer, why do I need the second pasuk? You already told me an earlier pasuk that banav yikru al shevet alevi. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu retains his status as kuna. Why do I need a separate pasuk of Moshe v'Aaron b'chohanav? Because v'chitem l'daros u'dichsiv va'omer Moshe v'Aaron b'chohanav. You might have said that the first pasuk is only telling me l'daros, but it's only telling me the status Ludoros, but it's not commenting on Moshe Rabbeinu's own status during his lifetime. So that's why we need a pasuk about Moshe v'Aaron themselves, that Moshe v'Aaron v'chohanav. So says Gemara, but this rule that we said, that every time there's Charonaf, there's always a Roshem, v'kol Charonaf shebetorah nemar b'Roshem, is that true that there's always a Roshem? Whenever it says Charonaf, v'aksiv v'yitzei mi'im paro b'chariaf, that Moshe Rabbeinu left Paro with a chariaf, where's the Roshem over there? He didn't say anything to him, he didn't do anything to him. So Amar Shalakish Sitaro v'yatzah, he slapped him across the face and he left. So it is, there was a Roshem, there was an overt action that he did. So it says Moram Yom Reish Lakish Hachi. Does Reish Lakish really hold that's true? V'aksiv nitzavta l'kras l'sfas ha'yor avam Reish Lakish melechu v'izbri l'opanim. Does Reish Lakish really hold Moshe Rabbeinu would slap Paro across the face? No way. Moshe Rabbeinu always acted with kavod toward Paro. It says that he went to greet him l'sfas ha'yor. Why? Because he was a melech, says Reish Lakish, and you have to be masbir panim to a melech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rashu ve'iz panechabo, and Rabbi Yochanan disagree. He says, no, he's a Rashi. You can act with chutzpah toward him. So Epoch, so says, well, you got to flip it around. Reish Lakish is the one who says that he was a Rasha and you could act with chutzpah toward him. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that he was a Melech and you have to treat him with kavod. Amar Rabbi Yane, la olam te emos malchus alecha. Person should always have a certain ema, a certain fear of the malchus. Tchsivi, yirdu kol avidecha ila elai. That the pasuk says, yirdu kol avidecha ila elai vi ilididei lo ka'amalei. Rabbi Yochanan, meaning this is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paro that all of your avadim are going to come to me after Makas Becharos and they're going to tell me to get out of Mitzrayim and end the suffering already. But he never told him that you yourself are going to come to me, because that's a chutzpah. You don't talk to a king that way. So even though he was a Melech Rasha, Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha v'yad Hashem ha'isal al Yahu v'yishnas masna v'yoros l'fnei Achav. So you see that Eliyahu ran in front of Achav. He was showing kavod to Achav. It's very shani. It's very shani. It's most of Eros and Achav. He was running in front of Achav, so you see that you show kavod even to a melech rasha. That's an interesting discussion in halacha. Our Gemara brings from these two sources how Moshe Rabbeinu treated Paro and how Eliyahu HaNavi treated Achav, that even a Melech Rasha, you show a certain amount of Mora. In the Mechilta, it says that we learn from Moshe to Paro not only about Mora Shal Malchus, but also about Kvoda Shal Malchus, both Mora and Kavod. In the Tumim, Paschal Zahalacha, that Melech Yisrael, that's a Rasha, who's Eino Usa Maisa Amcha, the Tumim writes in Simon Yazayim, if you're in the you're not Chayiv B'Kvodo. And with that, he answers the Kasha of Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Yotes. Again, the Tumim says, if he's a Melech Yisrael, who's a Rasha that's not also Maisa Amcha, no Chiyuv Kavod. Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Yotes raises the question, why did the Chum say to Yanei HaMelech that they have to judge him Kishu Omeid? Why aren't they Cholikim Kavod? So he's a Melech. So the Tumim says, based on this idea, Yanei HaMelech over there was during the days of Shun Ben Shetach, he was the one that became a Tztuki, the whole story of Maseches Kiddushin of Samach Vav, and since he became a Tztuki, he wasn't also Maisa Amcha, so they had no obligation whatsoever to be mechabed him anymore. There's a tshuva in Chasam Sofer in Chelek Aleph or Chaim Sim Kuflun Tes, who writes that every melech that you are mevarich on, you're mechuyiv min haTorah to be mechabed. The question is, who exactly do you say a bracha for? Chasam Sofer there discusses like governors and people like that. We just say a bracha of shechalak mikvodo to lebasar v'dam to someone like that as well, to a melech who's not an absolute melech. He discusses certain political positions in Germany and in Wien and in other places, and what exactly, but he says that's the geder, someone who you'd be mevarichan. It's a question whether you have to go out of your way in order to be able to show kavod for the melech in order to be able to say such a bracha. There's a big discussion about a president, whether you're supposed to say such a bracha on a president, because on the one hand he's the most powerful person in the world, on the other hand he doesn't have absolute power. He can't just kill people at will. He can't. So that's a question whether you're supposed to say bracha on a president. Amar Ula. Bikesh Moshe Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu was interested at the burning bush. He was looking for Malchus, but it wasn't given to him. Dechsiv Al Tikrav Halom Ve'in Halom Ela Malchus. Says Al Tikrav Halom. Halom is a reference to Malchus. Shenemar Mi Anochi Hashem Elokim Ki Visani Ad Halom. So you see that Halom is used in the context of Malchus. So Masiv Rava Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Yivama Melech. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu was not given Malchus? We said that one of the things that Elishav had a lot to be happy about was that her brother-in-law was a melech. That's Moshe. So Amar Rava Lo Ulezaru Ka'amar. No, saying that it wasn't given to him and his children. He was a melech, but his children were never melechim. So you mean to tell me every time it says the word halom, that actually means that it was ledoros as well? Who in Zarulo to Shaul it says the word halom and he was a melech but his children were not a melech. Ibayse mahava ishboshes. So one answer is yes, his children were a melech. There was ishboshes who was a melech for a short time. Ibayse ma shiny Shaul dafil begavei lo kaim. That Shaul is different. That he didn't even keep the malchus himself. He was punished. So since it didn't even last for him, it was only 2 years, and then he was absolutely punished. So that's why it was cut off from his children. But it was initially supposed to be halom, means that it would have been given to his children. Because Rabbi Lazar Amar Bichanina, Bishar Shaposkim Gedula La'adam, Poskim Lov Ulazaro Atzov Kaladoros. When a person is appointed to a position of Gedula, it goes to him and his children Atzov Kaladoros. Never lo yigari mitzadik enov ez malach melekisei. Vim heges daito, but if he shows a sense of gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, then Hashem will lower him down. Shenemar v'masurim bezikim yilchadun v'chav leoni. So you see that it was dafka, a punishment when it came to Shaul. But normally it's supposed to go Lazaro as well. Now it's not clear in the pasuk where exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh malchus. The Yalkut says that Moshe Rabbeinu said hineini, that was kavana, that he was asking to be a kohen and a melech, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said al tikrav halom, and kirva means kuhuna, and halom is malchus. So he's saying al tikrav and al halom. You can't have either of those things, the kuhuna or the malchus. But there's a beautiful Maril Diskin I heard many years ago from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein on a tape that Maril Diskin explains what does it mean that he wanted to be a melech when he was standing by the sneh. because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Sholna Alecha Me'al Raglecha. Now, in order to remove his shoes from his feet, he would have to sit down, because the Gemara in Chulin and of Chavdalim and Beis tells us that an 80-year-old is unable to move, Dafka, an 80-year-old is unable to remove his shoes unless he sits down. Now, younger than that, it's possible that you can take off your shoes standing up, but an 80-year-old, unless he was, did a lot of yoga or something, the Gemara says, unless he was at a young age, he was anointed with special oils, doesn't say yoga, but I'm saying unless he's unusual, an 80-year-old can't. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be right there on the Makom HaMikdash, on the Azara, the Makom of the Azara, and he wanted to remove his, not the Makom of the Azara, the Makom that has Kedushas Azara, because it was a Makom Kadosh, Ki Ad Mas Kodeshu, where he was standing. So he wanted to be able to remove his shoes right there and sit down. So says Meral Diska, Kosh Baruch Hu says to him, Al Tikrav Halom. No, you can't sit down over here. You can't take your shoes over here. Al Tikrav Halom. You have to back up a little bit. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Ela L'Malchus Beis David Bilvad. The only people that are allowed to sit on such a Makom Kadosh are Malchus Beis David. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't take off your shoes over here. You have to back up a little. Al Tikrav Halom. Don't come close to the Makom Kadosh. Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes before you get to the Makom Kadosh. A beautiful Bekiyus to connect that with the Gemara in Chulin Chavdalit about an 80-year-old taking off the shoes. You'd read that Gemara, you'd just run right past the Gemara, you wouldn't even notice it. But that's Maral Diskin's keys. So it says Gemara, Balimumin, Bein Balimumin. So we're saying that a Balmum is allowed to be Cholik B'Kachim. So Minayin, immediately, I don't know this, Shrud Tana Rabbanan, Kol Zachar, L'Rabbos Balimumin. L'Mai, what do we mean, L'Rabbos Balimumin? For what? What can a Balmum do? Ilach, Ilach, Harik Vardamar Lechol Makav, Mikachay HaKadoshim Yochal. Ela l'chaluka, must be telling me that a balmum gets to have chaluka. So tiny idach, we have another brisa kol zachar l'rabos balimumin l'may. What are we being marba balmum for? Ila achila reikvar amor. We already know about achila that he's allowed to eat. Ila chaluka reikvar amor. Now we already have a drasha about chaluka as well. Sheyachalim the other tam v'nas a balmum. No, but I would only know that if he's a tam and he became a balmum, that he's allowed to have chaluka and achila. Balmum meikar minayin. How do I know that? Even someone who always was a balmum, that he's allowed to be cholik b'kachim as well. Tamalamer kol zacher. That's why we have another kol zacher. Tanya yidach. Another brisa kol zacher l'rabbis balmum. Tzvi marba balmum. Lamai for what? Ila achila rekvaramer. Ila chalukah rekvaramer. Vil balmum eikar rekvaramer. We already have three drushes about achila, about chalukah, about a balmum eikarom. So sheyach leimi el balmum kavua. Balmum over minayin. I would only know that this is true about a balmum kavua. I would not know about a balmum over. So Tamalomar kol zachar. That's why it tells me that even someone who has a mum over, a mum that's not going to last, even he's included in the chaluka. Says Mar Kapilaya. Even he? I would think a balmum over is a lesser problem, and therefore, of course, he. It should be even a balmum kavua is allowed to be chalik. That's the greater chiddush. It's backwards. Some Rav Sheshes say epoch. You're right, it's backwards. Switch it around. Meaning the great chiddush of that pasuk is that even a balmum kavua. Rav Ashi Amar Leolam Lo Tepuch. No, don't switch it around. It's a chiddush, a greater chiddush. Tell me that a balmum over gets to be cholik. Salka daita kamina ki tame, that it's just like a tame. Mat tame kam lo tar lo achil, that right now he's in a state of tuma. So long as he remains in that state of tuma and does not become tar, he cannot eat. Av haynami kam lo masakin lo achil. So I would think that a balmum over, while it's like a davar sheish lamatirin that we're a little more machmir about, why let him eat kachim now? Wait till he becomes no longer a balmum, and then he'll be able to eat. So that's the chiddush, that even though this is going to leave, it's going to change, his status is going to change, still we allow him to be cholik b'kachim and ochel kachim right now. So that's why it tells me that even if he doesn't leave the status of balmum, he still gets to eat kachim. So kol she'eno ra'ui. The Mishnah had said a rule that anyone who's not roi la'avoda is not able to be cholik b'kachim. So says the Gemara, is that a rule? The law, is that true that someone who's not roi la'avoda is not cholik b'kachim? Vare balmum de lo roi la'avoda v'cholik. What about a balmum is not roi la'avoda but is cholik b'kachim? Visu, and I'll give you another one. Ha roi la'avoda cholik. The diuk that you can make from a Mishnah is that anyone who is roi la'avoda is cholik b'kachim. And I got problems with that as well because are a tamei b'kabbarnasim with the Israel avodveinu cholek. A tamei in korban tzibur is able to do avodah because tumas hutra tzibur, but he's einu cholek. And so says Gemara roi lachila kamar. When it says roi lavoda, it doesn't mean roi lavoda. It means roi lachila. So the din of the Mishnah is anyone who's not roi lachila, even if he is roi lavoda, like a tamei in korban tzibur, is not cholek. And anyone who is roi lachila, even if he's not roi lavoda, like a balmom, is cholik bekachim. So that's the rule. It wasn't about roi lavod, it was about roi lachila. Fractal Gemara, but even that rule is no good. Very katan, the roi lachila ve'no cholik. A katan is able to eat kachim, but he's not cholik. So, lo katani. So says the Gemara, you know, you're asking a question on a diuk that you made from the Mishnah. Maybe the diuk is incorrect. All the Mishnah said is called she'eno roi, that anyone who's not roi lachila is not roi lachaluka. It never said that anyone who is roi lachila is roi lachaluka. So there is no such rule. A katan is roi l'achila, even though he's not roi l'chaluka. Ooh, hashadas l'achi. Once you're going to say that the whole diuk was wrong, the olam k'takam me'ekara, we could explain the way we understood originally that it's not even about achila, that it's really about avoda. Im mishum tameh, you're going to ask a kasha about a tameh who's not cholik, even though he's roi l'avoda, tameh lo katani. It doesn't say kol sheroi l'avoda cholik. It just says kol she'eino roi l'avoda. So you can't ask from a tameh being roi lavoda, because there's no rule about a roi lavoda. V'im yishum balmum, and if you ask me about a balmum who's not roi lavoda and yet still gets to be cholek, and that's against what it says in the Mishnah, okay, but rachmana rabbiye, the Torah has a special riboy to tell me that a balmum gets to be cholek v'yochel. Say nachinami, the rule is that anyone who's not roi lavoda is not roi l'chaluka. A balmum is an exception to that rule, and there's a pasuk to make him an exception to that rule. The Mishnah went not say, I feel the time b'shas rikas dam v'tar b'shas hekta chalavim, ain't no chalik. Even if a person was only tummy at the time of zrika, but he was tar at the time of the hekta chalavim, he can't be chalik, even though he was already tar by the time they were makta the chalavim. So it sounds like the whole din chaluka is totally on on his status at the time of the Zerika. So Hatar B'Shas Rikas Dam V'Tameh B'Shas Hekter Chalavim, that implies that if he was Tar at the time of the Zerika and Tameh at the time of the Hekter, Cholek, that he would be Cholek. Masnisin, Delok HaBashol. Our mission is therefore against HaBashol. The Tanya HaBashol, Lomer Lol Meno Chalat Sheitar B'Shas Zerika, Ad Shas Hekter Chalavim, that a person is not allowed to eat unless he's Tahar, both at the Shas Zerika and the Shas Hekter Chalavim. Domer Krah, because the Pasuk says, HaMakrev Is Dam HaShlamim V'Es HaChelev. So you see that the din of Zechiah is tali in da mashlamim in the Zrika, and also ve'es ha'chelev, the hekter chalavim. You need both. Dafilu hekter chalavim, nami ba'i. You need to be tar by both in order to be able to be cholik in the kachim. So by Ravashi asked the following, according to Abishol, that you need that the kohen is tar both at the Shazrika and the Shaz hekter. What's going to be the case where he was tar at the time of Zrika but and the zman of hekter, but nit but he had a period of tumah in between. So he was tar at the time of Zrika, became tameh, became tahar, and then they had the hekter chalavim. So he was tar at both ends, but he was tameh in the middle. So nitma binatayim mahu b'shas Zrika b'shas hektar bina v'ika. Do you just need that he's tar specifically at those 2 points in time, in which case he fulfills that requirement? Or dilma ad sheheitar mishas Zrika v'yad shas hekter chalavim. Or maybe no, it means that he's got to be tar the entire time. The entire time through. So take who the Gemara leaves that one unresolved. Okay, the Mishnah had said that a Tevul Yom is not Cholik B'Kachim Lechol L'Erev. So the Gemara is going to bring a number of Pesukim now about different Karbonos where a Tevul Yom might have come with an argument through a Kal V'Chomer why he should be able to be Cholik B'Kachim, to eat the Kachim that night, and we're going to have Pesukim that show him that no, regardless of your Kal V'Chomer, you're not allowed to. So Amar Rava, Hai Dina Mi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Gamirna. I learned this din from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Da Amar Bebeis Hakisei, and it happens to be that he said this din while he was in the Beis Hakisei. So at the very end of the Amud, we're going to discuss what he was teaching Torah when he was in Beis Hakisei. So we'll get to that. So Danta, so you could dan the following. But Tvul Yom Va Amar. Tvul Yom could, let's say, go over to a Kohen who's absolutely tahar and say to the Kohen tahar, Tein li mimincha v'yochel. I'd like you to give me a chelik of a korban mincha so I could eat it. la'erev when I'm no longer tamei. So Amalo, the Kohen Torah could respond, well, uma'im v'makom shi'afa kochacha v'chataskha, in a situation where you're able to bring your own chatas, even in a mishmar that's not yours, and you get its meat and you're allowed to eat it, still the chisicha mechatas Yisrael, I can tell you that you're not allowed to have a chatas that of a Yisrael, of someone who's not a Kohen, because we dash from the pasuk that Tevil Yom is definitely not allowed to be cholik mechatas. So makom shurekochacha, in a korban that you have less of a koach, b'minchascha, which is your own korban mincha, where you're not allowed to eat it, einu din shadichacha miminchas Yisrael, so all the more so when it's Yisrael's korban mincha, I should be able to reject you from the Yisrael's korban mincha, meaning the tahor is done based on the koach of the Tevil Yom. And he says, this is a kal v'chomer, that you have less of a zuchus in a mincha than you have in a chatas. So if a Tevil Yom does not even get to be cholik in a chatas, for sure a Tevil Yom does not get to eat a mincha. So the Tevil Yom could respond, Mayim dechisani mechatas Yisrael shekshem shiyofa kochi, kach yofa kochacha. You know, the reason you're able to keep me away from a chatas is because you're also able to be makriv in a mishmar shein l'shelcha for a karban chatas. And that's why you're able to push me off. But tatcheni mimincha shekshem shura kochi kachura kochacha. Can you push me away from the karban mincha where you also don't have such a strong hold on the karban mincha? You're not allowed to eat a karban mincha that you're misnadev. So it could be that you don't have the koach to reject me. So your kal v'chomer is not a valid kal v'chomer. So the Kohen Torah could respond, Hare Omer, Lakwein HaMakrovasa, Lo Siya. Bo hakrev ve'echol, that only Kohen is able to be makrev the carbon, is able to eat the carbon. You are not allowed to be makrev the carbon mincha as a Tevil Yom, and therefore you cannot eat the carbon. So initially the Kohen Torah tries to use kal v'chomer. Tevil Yom rejects the kal v'chomer. So the Kohen comes with a pasuk. The Kohen Torah comes with a pasuk and says, sorry, you're not allowed to have carbon mincha. So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon discusses why is it that you need another pasuk by chatas? Because if you only would have said the pasuk by a mincha and it wouldn't have had the pasuk by the chatas, you could have had the following conversation. The Tevil Yom might have said, "Tein li mechatas Yisrael v'yochel, give me a chatas of Yisrael so I can eat it." So Amalo, the Kohen Torah could say right back to him, "Oma b'makom shura kochi b'minchasi, in a place where I don't get much koach, my own carbon mincha, I'm not allowed to eat. Dichisicha mi minchas Yisrael, I'm not even so strong, and I'm still able to push you away from a mincha of Yisrael, like we said before from the pasuk. Makom sheyafa kochi bechatasi, in a carbon where I do have a strong hold on it, my own chatas, where I'm allowed to eat my own chatas, even in a mishmar that's not my own mishmar. So eino din shadichacha mechatas Yisrael. So I should for sure be strong enough to tell you not to eat a chatas Yisrael. So amralo, so the Tevil Yom could respond, umayim shadichisani mi minchas Yisrael. Well, when you push me away from a minchas Yisrael, shekshem shura kochacha kachura kochi, the reason you're able to push me away from minchas Yisrael, even though you don't have a stronghold in it, is because I also don't have a stronghold in korban mincha. I'm not allowed to eat my own korban mincha either. So tidichani mechatas Yisrael shekshem shiyafa kochacha kach yafa kochi, will you be able to reject me from a chatas because you're going to tell me, oh, because you the Kohen Torah have a much stronger connection to the chatas? Well, guess what, I also have a much stronger connection to the chatas, so who says that you could push me away from that? So Rei Omer, that's why we need a pasuk, HaKohen HaMechateo Sa Yochalena, that only Kohen who's Roi LaKrava can eat it. So Bo Chateo Ve'echol, you want to be able to eat the Karban Chatos, come and be Makrovit, and then you'll be able to eat it. But obviously you're Tevil Yom, you're unable to. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, but we have a pasuk by a Karban Shlamim also, to tell me that a Tevil Yom is a Nocholik. Why do I need a pasuk by a Shlamim? So Amar Lo, Tein Li Mechaz of a Shok, give me the Chaz of a Shok of a Shlamim Ba'ochel, and I'll eat it tonight, says the Tevil Yom. So Amar Lo, so the Kohen Torah says back to him, "Ma makom shiyavakocha bechataska dechisicha mechatas Yisrael, a chatas which you have a strong hold on. I was able to tell you not to eat. Makom shurakocha b'shlam shein lachaven alachaz v'shok, a karmen shlam which you have a weaker connection to, because all you're allowed to eat from a shlamim is a chaz v'shok. Ein odin shadichacha. All the more so, I should be able to reject you from the shlamim." So the Tevil Yom could say back, "Well, ma'im dechisani mechatas kenur kochi etzel noshev avadai. You were able to push me away from the chatas. us, because even if I were tahar, I would not be allowed to feed it to my wife and my avadim. Do you have the ability to keep me away from a chaz of a shok, where if I were tahar, I would certainly be allowed to give that to my nashim and avadim? That's why we have a pasuk. Bo zrok ve'chol. Pasuk says the kohen who is zorik the dam of the shlamim, he gets the chaz of a shok. So you, tevil yom, you want to get the chaz of a shok? Bo zrok ve'chol. Let's see you do zrikas adam. Then you'll be able to get the chaz of a shok. Yotza tvil yom. In all of these halachas say that the tvil yom has to, you know, walk away, you know, rejected kula v'chamur v'al rosho, with all the kal v'chomers that he was dorish for his own benefit, and he wanted to be matir himself to eat kachim, to be cholik b'kachim, you know, ma'im d'chisani, you know, it didn't help him. Onin mi'imino m'chusar kapara mi'smolo, and in onin and m'chusar kapara are also pushed away from this din chalukah. They also don't get this din chalukah based on the same psukim, because they also don't do that avoda. So Paruch Rav Chai Aswaris, Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon only quote these three dinim. There's a fourth din he could have quoted. Lemalei, why doesn't he say teili mi bechor v'yochel, that the tvil yom will come with an argument that he wants to eat from a bechor? Mishum to amelo, because the Torah could say to tvil yom, uma b'makom shura kolchi b'chata seitzal nashev avadai. The Torah could say, look, I don't even have such a stronghold on the Karban Chatas in the sense that I can't even give it to my Nashim Avadim, and yet Tichisicha Mechatas Yisrael, I'm allowed to keep you away from a Chatas Yisrael, Makom Shiafa Kochi B'Bukhar. So a Karban that I really have a strong connection to, a Bukhar, Dekule Dilihi, the whole Karban I get to keep. Eino Din Shadachacha Mimenu, all the more so, says the Kohen Tar, I should be able to keep you, the Tvul Yom, away from a Bukhar. So Mam Dechisani Mechatas, the Tvul Yom could respond, well, no, you can keep me away from a chatas, because shekshem shuhura kolchacha kachura kochi, because just like you have a weak connection to it, I also have a weak connection to it. Tidcheni mebuchar shekshem shiava kolcha kach yava kochi. Does that mean you can keep me away from a buchar where yes, you have a strong connection to it, but so do I? Harei omer estam tizrok amzvech veschalim taktir b'sar miyelach bo zrok ve'chol. Another pasuk that tells that only if he's able to be zorik, he's able to be ochel, and a buchar is only given to, and that's by a buchar, that a Bukhar is only given to a Kohen whose royal is Rika. So we could have used this as a fourth example of something where a Tvil Yom will be pushed away based on a Pasuk. Why didn't we mention this fourth example? Why didn't Rav Lezer Rav Shimon mention this fourth example? He only talks about a Mincha and a Chatos and a Shlam, and why not a Bukhar? The Idach, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon would say, Paruch, he would ask on this Limud from the Pasuk, Miksiv Ubisarim La Kohen Hazorek? Does it say that the Basar goes to the Kohen Hazorek? Ubisarim Ye Loch. That makes it sound like it's allowed to go to any other Kohen as well. So we had said that according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, all these drushas that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon made were in the Beis HaKisei. So ask the Gemara, that's against the rules. How are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to think about Divrei Torah wherever you are, chutz mi merchatz in beis hakisei, except for in a merchatz in a beis hakisei. So la'on so shayni, says Gemara, no, when it's an onus, it's different. If it's a situation where he can't stop thinking about divrei Torah, then he's allowed to be mahar b'beis hakisei. So a number of things over here. First of all, it's a major discussion, chaznish is mesupach, whether this applies to our beis hakisei. Their kitchens were not as clean as our beis hakisei. So is it a function of how dirty it is? Our toilets flush, and then when the tzoa is removed far away, is that like a beis hakisei de parsai? Is it even better than a beis hakisei de parsai? How exactly do we view it? We're not sure. I asked Mori Rabbi Rav Willig, he was totally makel about a lot of things in a beis hakisei, and particularly in a shower. He said you're allowed to listen to shiurim while you're in the shower. He said that a woman told him once that she was so busy, she had all these little kids, she would the only time she would ever be able to listen to a shiur, she used to listen to Rav Avadia Yosef's radio program while she was in the shower. And one time she was listening to the Rav Avadia Yosef. He used to have a radio program where people would call in and ask their shailas. It's better than listening to Mike Francesa, right? So a woman was listening to the shower, and someone calls in and says, are you allowed to listen to shiurim in the shower? So there she is thinking, ooh, I hope so. And the answer was yes. The Rav Avadia Yosef held that you're allowed to. So it really was completely make on this. In fact, I even asked in the shaila we got recently, I think I mentioned in shul, where a guy, a bachur, went went to had an internship at an office, and he went back to, he forgot something in the office, went back 9 o'clock at night, the office was empty, summertime, and while he was there he had to go to the bathroom, and he went to the bathroom and the whole building was empty and the door got jammed and he got locked in the bathroom, and he was locked in the bathroom until the custodians came 3 hours later, you know, in the middle of the night, that's when they do the cleaning in the office. So then they let him out. So while he was there, he wanted to know, am I allowed to take a drink? Am I allowed to say a bracha if I do take a drink? Because the only thing they have plenty supply of is water, right? So he wanted to know if he could take a drink of water, if he says a bracha. So Rabbi Lulik said, if he had a sefer in his pocket, I would say in that situation, he could take the sefer out of his pocket and sit and learn it. Wow. So Rabbi Lulik was very makel about the bathroom issues. But that this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to be mahar based, like he said, Mishnah Berurah writes, la'on so shayni, based on our Gemara. It's a question why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say la'on so shayni. So some of the other posts can say, la'on so shayni doesn't mean it's mutter. It means that the guy never has no choice. He can't think about anything else. They tell some sort of maisa. The Benes Neibschitz used to always read newspapers when he was in the Beis HaKisei. And one time a news story gave him an insight into Peshat and Apostle, because it says about, the news story said that when they would be mevashal, the kernels of grain in the seeds in Basar B'Chalav, it would produce a fatter crop. So Rabbi Yonatan Neibschitz was thinking to himself, that must be the Peshat and the Pasuk where the Pasuk associates, I forgot exactly which Pasuk it was, but it was a Pasuk that associates Lo Sevashal Gediba Chalev Imo together with planting. So I forgot which one, where it is exactly, but in Shmos Chav Gimel, Reishis Bikrei Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sevash Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Even though you're supposed to bring Reishis Bikrei Admascha, but still, Lo Sevash Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Even if you say, he got all upset that he had a hero B'Beis HaKisei. Okay, it's a big discussion exactly what you're allowed to do B'Beis HaKisei.